From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A powerful earthquake rocked Mexico Saturday, triggering new alarms in a country struggling to recover from two recent quakes that killed a total of about 400 people. One resident describes her experience.
Everyone is scared. Despite receiving a lot of support from citizens with regards to shelters full of food, support from young people, people removing rubble, we're scared. And we see that homes and buildings collapse, that people were hurt and died. We're all scared.
The U.S. Geological Survey says the new quake had a magnitude of 6.1 and was centered in the southern state of Oaxaca, about 360 kilometers southeast of Mexico City, which is still reeling from Tuesday's 7.1 quake that killed at least 300 people. North Korean Minister Ri Yong-ho said Pyongyang's nuclear forces are being built up as a deterrent to the threat of nuclear war from the United States.
The U.S. policy and nuclear threats have continued for over 70 years, and these have led to the situation on the Korean Peninsula to a touch-and-go point. But in the United Nations, unjustifiable resolutions which illegalize justice as injustice are randomly adopted due to the high-handedness of the U.S.
Ho's comments came shortly after the United States on Saturday flew bombers and fighter escorts to the farthest point north of the demilitarized zone by any such American aircraft this century. Be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for stories, pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News. The Democratic Republic of Congo's president told the UN General Assembly Saturday that his military is fighting terrorists in the center and east of the country. Margaret Bashir reports from the UN.
The fighting in the central Kasai provinces has displaced more than 1.4 million people. Dozens of mass graves have been uncovered. President Joseph Kabila blamed the violence on the Kamuina and Sapu militia, who he said is sowing terror. In March, UN expert Zeta Catalan, a Swede, and American Michael Sharp were murdered while investigating human rights abuses in the province. Kabila said he regretted the barbaric killings and they would not go unpunished. UN investigators have said they cannot preclude the involvement of different actors, including state security services, in the crimes. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Several dozen traditional-minded Roman Catholics have formally accused Pope Francis of spreading heresy. Marissa Melton has the story.
In a 25-page letter delivered to Francis last month and provided Saturday to the Associated Press, the 62 signatories issued a filial correction to the Pope, a measure they said hadn't been employed since the 14th century. The letter accused Francis of propagating seven heretical positions concerning marriage, moral life, and the sacraments with his 2016 document, The Joy of Love, and subsequent Acts, Words, and Omissions. The Vatican spokesman didn't immediately respond to an email seeking comment late Saturday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Turkish parliament has approved a motion extending the mandate for troops in Iraq and Syria. The vote comes after Ankara warned Iraq's Kurdistan region that it would take security and possible military steps against it unless it halts a controversial independence referendum planned for Monday. On Saturday, the head of the Iraqi armed forces met with his Turkish counterpart in Turkey's capital, Ankara, for talks on the forthcoming referendum. Turkish forces are being beefed up on the Syrian border, with Ankara again warning it will not allow Syrian Kurds to create their own independent state. The United States is considering new restrictions on who can enter the country. The rules would take effect as early as Sunday, when part of the current executive order restricting travelers from six Muslim-majority countries expires. White House officials say new country-specific standards for visitors and immigrants applying for visas will be based on how individual nations comply with U.S. security mandates. Although Trump has not announced his decision, Department of Homeland Security officials say their recommendation is tougher than the original travel ban and more specific. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.